Chapter 6. The Mission of the Spiritual School. Undoubtedly, you have repeatedly heard the sayings, "You will do greater things than Jesus the Lord did before you, and you may approach the gate of the Gnosis without fear." Why is this said to you so lovingly again and again? Because you can comply with these words if you go the path ever more completely, with ever greater self-surrender. But at the same time, take care that you don't take your own difficulties and tensions, and the often fierce inner struggle out on the group. No doubt you have gratefully experienced the power of the Gnostic magnetic field, even more so if you view the spreading capacity of the magnetic radiation field as being of world-encompassing significance. We are now in a new spiritual year. The manifestation of a new era has commenced, and the Christ radiation wants to reconnect humanity with the original divine order by means of a creative synthesis of that order. This divine spirit, not bound to three-dimensional limitations, leads the soul human being to a life in the highest, divine meaning of the word. The spiritual school has the task of confirming the mystery school of the young Gnostic Brotherhood in time. However, we always need to keep in mind that all our labor bears the stamp of transience. You must consciously be aware of this. Servants of the Gnosis come and go and return again at set times. Hence, there is a time of beginning, and consequently, in the time-spatial sense, a time of ending. 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths." But when you, as a serious pupil of the spiritual school, harmoniously attune yourself to the living, pulsating radiation field, you will have a corresponding vibration and undergo the in and exhalation process as a life-giving, stimulating activity for the renewal of your whole system as to spirit, soul, and body. At that psychological moment, all those who are part of the electromagnetic field of the spiritual school will begin to devote themselves to a totally different work. It has been known through the ages that it is possible to work in the realms of tears and sorrow for a limited time only, because it relates to a recurring phenomenon in time. But because of his inner enlightenment from above, the true pupil will first of all recognize his own self due to the spirit and the truth in his own inner depth. Indeed, the brotherhood of life itself will clearly demonstrate itself to him as active light power. How is this power manifested? If there is a difference of opinion about the way a certain task should be carried out on the time-spatial plane, but yet one or more parties are trying to keep everyone on good terms with each other, and above all, if by an absolute faith in the one light that heals everything, and by a correct directedness the one high aim of the spiritual school is not lost sight of, the Brotherhood of Light will receive the opportunity of demonstrating itself with its light power of love to those concerned. In that light and in that power, the dialectical personality learns to see all his self-built barriers. The irrational resistance of the personality gives way, and the pupil gradually begins to adopt a new directedness, consciously or unconsciously. He begins to be involved spiritually, without effort. What was first not considered possible now just happens of its own accord, as it were. The power of the love radiation Christi thus leads those concerned closer to each other on a firm basis. However, in order to be able to succeed adequately, the following conditions need to be met continuously. Firstly, keeping everyone on good terms with one another. Secondly, showing absolute goodwill. Thirdly, in unity being filled by the one, all-encompassing spirit. What the personality could not accomplish intellectually before is achieved by the power of the divine love itself, at least if the personality is open to this love power. Turn the wonder flower within you into a radiant rose of the Gnostic mysteries. Be faithful. We pray that you will be able to experience all these things consciously.